Right, Brits then.
Yes.
Right, we're going to do a sweepstake between all of us on the team. And I'm confused as to how this is going to work.
Well, I think I've got it straight because...
I think you've got this wrong, you know.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, what I was trying to work out is that we didn't have time to do all of the different categories.
Sure.
So there's six of us on the team,
yes.
Right? Yourself, me, Alid, Rachel, Dom and Jules.
Yes.
And so therefore, and there's five categories... No, rather, there's five nominees in each category.
Right.
So I've got six categories... And yeah. Therefore, each person is going to have to go round and pick one out of each category.
But there's six of us.
Yeah. Thus, each person will have five sweepy cards.
Sweepy cards?
Whatever, for one for each category. Is that right?
No. There's six categories. It's five nominees in each, but there's six of us.
It does work, because this obviously means there's 30 bits of paper in total, right?
Right,
six
yeah.
times five.
Yeah.
Thus, divisible by six, so all of us will end up with five...
Okay, but for argument's sake, you go for best British male.
Yeah.
I choose one, so does Alan, so does you, so does Rachel, so does Dominic. That means Juliet doesn't have a thing for best male.
Which is why you've got to do it the other way.
We all... In each
so, hang
have
on,
you
blah, blah,
thought
blah.
This through?
No.
I
well,
think...
If hang on, listen, if we could go through by person, so right, if Rachel, if we'd say, right, you pick one of those, one of those, one of those, one of those...
A category,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Then you would end up with five...
Of the nominees.
Everyone leaves one out.
You're right,
basically.
You know. Well,
hang on, stop. You've put... What have you... You've got five... How many envelopes have you got in your
six.
Hand? Six. Right, with the six categories. Best male,
yeah,
best
yeah,
female.
Yeah.
What's in there?
Five nominees.
So why we're choosing an envelope? Because you get all the nominees. You're bound to win.
No, you don't understand.
Right.
If we open all of the envelopes,
yes.
Right, and we go round per person, so for sake of argument, Rachel,
yes.
We go, right, take one other British male, yeah, got that, one from British female, yeah, got that, British group, yeah, one from British single, one from British album, blah, blah, blah.
No, stop. And then you leave one, basically.
Do you?
So, yeah, so everyone has five. So there's one category
everyone will have
that everyone will lose out.
Can you imagine if you're just waking up listening
Sorry.
To this?
This is very confusing.
But, hang on, just to go back a stage,
right.
I am right in thinking that 30 is divisible by 6,
yes?
Yes, we all agreed there.
Yeah,
therefore,
5 sixes are 30.
Yeah, therefore...
Or 6 fives.
Theoretically, unless we're making a huge mistake here, we should all end up with 5...
Yes.
5 cards, should we not?
We have 5 categories.
Yeah, but hang on a second, right?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you open up the British male envelope.
Yeah.
And then the four of us all choose one. That means there's Dominic and Juliet left to choose, but there's only one more nominee left in
I'm
the
with
envelope.
You. How the hell does that work?
So everyone loses...
well, no, but it's... None of this is like a modern-day conundrum. Because...
So everyone goes without one, that's all
Yeah, how
is.
Does that work, though? Because...
Well, hang on, what do you mean everyone goes without one? Because then we'll all end up with the same amount each.
Yeah, because there's...
Hang on, Dominic is here.
I've got it.
Go on.
What we want to do is
yeah.
do another mini sweepstake,
yeah.
just with each category in there, and we each pull out that category, and whichever category we've got means we can't have a vote in that category.
Yes.
What?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Bye-bye. Dom.
Hang on.
Yeah,
that's just
here's
crazy
Joe
talk.
But you're with me, though, aren't you? How can it be that it doesn't work?
There's one category that I can't pick from. Basically, and in that category, you five will have one. In one category, you don't pick.
That's what I mean.
That means that us five can have one.
What we should do is do a little sweepstake and pick a category, and that category
why don't
we pick.
Why don't
we
just
have a bet?
Why don't we just leave Alad out of it?
I'm happy
and then it
with
works
that.
Perfectly. That
yeah.
works for me. He wouldn't pay up anyway. He's tighter than a duck's. He's tighter than anything. He's do you know what I mean? Huh? Won't give a door a bang.
I'm confused now.
We'll work it out later. It's 7:57 morning. Baby, love me right, let me... All right, here's what we're going to do, all right? Go back to the envelopes, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And write on there, best British male nominee, right, Will Young.
Yeah.
Best British male nominee, whatever the names are, right?
Yeah.
Get all 30 of the nominees.
Yeah.
Right, so the category and their name is on the piece of paper, right?
Yeah.
Everybody then chooses... Right, they're five each.
I've ripped them all up now.
Jeez, Dave. People are waking up going, what the hell are these on about? Coxie made more sense than this.
But you see, I'm not convinced that there isn't a solution to this.
I've just told you it. Right, because, right. They're all nominees, so they all have a chance of winning, correct?
30 people.
Right. There are six of us, correct?
Yeah.
So we get five nominees each.
Yeah.
Okay, so rather than you trying to work it out for categories, because there's only five nominees in each category.
Yeah.
So here's what you do. You put the 30 nominees in the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you all choose five each at random. It might be you just so happen to pull out all the nominees for Best British Male. Chances are you won't.
I'm still not convinced that will work and how that differs from my point.
Why can't it work? Six of us, right? We all choose five each. There's 30, right? Five sixes are 30.
I know, I'm with you there.
Well, which bit don't you get?
But I thought mine worked too.
But it doesn't.
Yeah, but
that's
not sure.
That's been proved. No, it's been proved that yours doesn't work. What more do you need? People are texting in going, shut up, my brain is melting.
I think we need a bit more time.
Everyone else is going, you numpties, it's not difficult. Choose five each. You're so wrong.
I'll work on it and come back to you.
Thank you. One.
Oh, man.
We've sorted out the Brits nominee sweepstake problem. Dave, you should be clear now on what you're doing.
I was going to add another category and then throw in Duran Duran, thus making 36, but you poo-pooed my idea.
Yeah,
so.
As Duran Duran are up for a Lifetime Achievement Award, and they're the only nominee, Dave.
We'll still give us 36 things, though, which
Shut
would be six
up.
Each.
Explain what we've done.
What we've done is, it was my idea, is to put in a ringer into each of the envelopes. So, there's like a Joker card or a dummy.
Is it the same one?
Yes.
And it is?
Cliff Richard.
Morning, Mum.
So, if you pick out Cliff Richard from any of the categories that we're going to pick from, then that's not applicable. Thus giving everybody six cards.
Not applicable. Does he play for Chelsea? Right, okay, so, go for category number one, Dave.
In the category of British male.
Okay. Are you going first?
No, I was going to go. Let Dom go first.
All right, Dom, off you go.
Pick one of them. Rachel, write these down, will you?
Best British male. Dominic's nominee is...
Daniel Bedingfield.
Oh, could get that.
Best British male. Dave's nominee is...
Badly Drawn Boy.
Whoa.
Best British male. Alan's nominee is...
Cliff Richard.
Yay! Nice one, all right, lovely. Juliet has got... Take your time and turn your three-hour show, love.
Will Young.
Ooh! Rachel gets...
Dizzy Rascal.
Dizzy Rascal. Which means that I'm left with... what's-his-face? David Bowie. Right, great. So that's a pound down the drain.
Better off with Cliff Richard than David Bowie.
How much money... Well, everyone pick another one out of the next one. How much money are we... how much money are we getting?
Fiver.
Are we putting a fiver in each? Oh, Alan, what's... It's a fiver.
I don't get paid that much. That's
loads.
You do. Just stop spending it on girly creams.
Oh, okay, then.
Hang on a sec. We've got two envelopes doing the rounds now.
British group I've got here, and I've just pulled out
what
Sugar.
Are you doing? I was draw master.
Sorry.
Hang on. Stop.
I'd like to apologise to the ladies and gentlemen at home. I know this is way too early for you.
Well, excuse me, lips moving, still talking.
Sorry.
And what's happened is, Dominic started opening a new category, while Rachel decided to speed up the link, because she's getting bored, and open another one. Therefore, we have two categories going at the moment, but no one knows who's pulled what out of what.
It's my game, I'm in charge, right?
But they've already pulled out nominees from which
put them back.
Well, you can't.
I haven't.
Ali does.
Oh, what a shambles.
I tell you what, here's my plan. We're going to do this off the air, then everyone will read out what they've got. Oh, and by the way, Dave.
Yeah.
Right? You need to write on these slips what category they're in.
Yeah, well, you see, those were done prior to the changing of the rules.
You are so rubbish. 8:17. I really have lost the will to live. I don't care about the stupid bloody Brits anymore. They can keep their nominees. I managed to pull out Cliff Richard, by the way, in the last category. So, I'm not happy. On Best Single, was it Best Single?
Yeah.
Joy.
I've got Gareth Gates and the Kumars.
Have we done all the categories?
No. Do you know what? Seriously, I really could care less. It was such a nice idea before the show, and now I really couldn't give a monkey's.
I think this will be great when it comes.
I've got four. There's only two more for me to get, so if you all draw, just give me the leftovers. I don't care anymore. I've got Dino for best female anyway, so I'm bound to win something.
What? Actually, that's the point. If you win each category...
Oh, no.
Seriously, if you've got any five, how do you work that out?
All right, well, it's a tenner, then.
No, but that doesn't work
Chris,
either.
Chris, I really can't afford a tenner.
It's a tenner.
Do you take cards?
It's £10.
Surely.
Alan, you can afford £10. You are not...
Isn't it £10 per vote?
So you want to put in 60 quid?
No. Oh, is it all in all? Well, that's fine then.
But you'd have to win each category in order to win the jackpot, wouldn't you?
Dave, Rachel's having a breakdown.